Today's daf is Zvachim daf Ayin Vav. We are holding up the Mishnah on daf Ayin Hayamid Bey. So says the Mishnah, Ashem Shenis Arif Bishlamim. We're continuing to discuss Tarovos, various mixtures of different karbanos. So in this Mishnah, we have an interesting mixture of Ashem and Shlamim. The reason that it's interesting is that Ashem and Shlamim have the same amount of Matnos Dam, they have the same method of Hakrava, and the only chilik between them is how long you're allowed to eat them for. That an Ashem is eaten for Yom V'Layla, and is only eaten by Zichrei Kehuna and in the Azara, so it's the eating of the Korban that's different, as opposed to Shlamim, which is Shnei Yom V'Layla Echad, L'Kal Adam, and in all of Yerushalayim. So in regards to a mixture of these two Korbanos, where theoretically you could bring both Korbanos and do exactly the same thing, and it's not going to be a problem if you don't know whether it's Nashim or Shlamim. The only problem is going to kick in at the time of the Achila. So you have Nashim, Shelesayv B'Shlam, Rabbi Shimon Omer, says, great, so shech them both in the tzafon, because and eat it with the stringencies of an asham, and then you'll have solved all the world's problems. You shecht it in the tzafon, the shlam could be shechted kol makom ba'azara, but the asham has to be shechted b'tzafon. So there's nothing wrong with shechting a shlam in b'tzafon also, so shech them both in the tzafon, and in terms of the achila, treat them both like an asham, only have them eaten by for one day and one night, only have them eaten by male kohanim, and only eat them in the azara, and you're going to be fine. Amru lo, the chacham said to Rabbi Shimon, ain mevim kachim beis apsul. No, that is a problem. You can't go and bring kachim to the beis apsul. As Rashi explains, if you take a carbon that could be eaten for 2 days and one night, and you now only allow it to be eaten for 1 day and one night, so that's creating a situation of nosar. You're not allowed to do that. So rather, what should you do? The chacham would say, let it graze and develop a mum and sell it, just like we said in the previous Mishnah. Don't go ahead and allow the kachim to be minimized in the zman ha'achila, because that's a problem v'im kachim the beis absul. The Teferis Yisrael in the Mishnayis explains that l'chara we could have come up with an example of not just an asham shenasariv bishlamim, a toda shenasariv bishlamim, where they have the same dinim completely, and the only chiluk between them is the zman ha'achila, that the toda is eaten for yom v'layla, shlam is eaten for shnei yom v'layla, and in that case also the chacham would disagree and would say you can't bring kachim to the base of psul. We could have the same machlokas by a todish and a sarev b'shlamim. So asks the Tiferes Yisrael, why doesn't the Mishnah mention that case? Why does the Mishnah only mention asham and a sarev b'shlamim? So he explains, we pick a case of asham to tell us the koach de'ater of Rabbi Shimon, that even though you're mema'id not only in the zman ha'achila, but also in who is eligible to eat it, still Rabbi Shimon thinks you should go ahead and bring both karbanos and be mema'id not only in the zman ha'achila, but feed it only to zichrei kohuna, and still that's okay. But by toda and shlamim, you're not being mema'id in who's eligible to eat it just in the zman ha'achila. It's not as great a chiddush according to Rabbi Shimon. And we want to emphasize the chiddush of Rabbi Shimon because Rabbi Shimon is the koach de'atera. So the koach de'atera is adif. Now the Netziv writes in Merome Sada that this whole discussion in our Mishnah is when you have one asham and one shlamim. It is a taroves of one and one, or two and two, or three and three. It has to be a taroves shaveh. However, if you have rov of the taroves being shlamim and a miut being an asham, then you could eat the entire taroves for shnei yamim v'layla echad. Then you have a din of bittul b'rov, and you're allowed to eat all of the karbanos for shnei yamim v'layla echad. That's his basis himself on a gemara maseches yevamos about a chaticha shel chatos tameh that gets mixed in with chatichos tahoros, where we assume that it is batel, and that's why says the netziv the tanit. Dafka said Shnehem. He didn't say Kulam, he said Shnehem. That's why the Mishnah uses that word Shnehem, because the implication is that it's Dafka two karbanos that we're talking about. We're not talking about when there are many more karbanos, because that would be batel berov. Now the chacham, for their part, say that ein vina sakachon the beis apsul. And again, Rashi pointed out the beis apsul point is that you're taking something that should be eaten for 2 days and one night, and now only allowing it to be eaten for 1 day and one night. We're going to see soon that Tosfos holds an ayin vav and aleph. It's not only in the zman ha'achila that we are concerned about ein vina sakachon the beis apsul, but in the makom ha'achila. If you're limiting the makom ha'achila, it's also ein vina sakachon the beis apsul. Any or in the Ochlin, who gets to eat it? any type of miyut in the achila is considered to be mevikachim lebeis absul. The reason Rashi just mentions the zman achila because that's the ikur, but really it's any type of miyut in the achila. Fine, says the Mishnah Vayter, nisarvu chatichos bechatichos. Let's say it's already shechted and now you have pieces of meat of the two karbanos that are mixed in with each other. You're not talking about a question of can you shechted in the first place. It's already shechted and a meat of a karban asham is mixed with meat of a karban shlamim. Then everyone has to agree, even the Rabbanon, who don't like the idea of being maybe kachim lebeis absul, then here, b'diavad, it's already done. It's already shechted. So obviously, then you would have to treat it like the more chamur of the two of them. And that's where Rashi points out, there's nothing else you could do. So even the Rabbanon are gonna have to be moda in that case. Good, says the Gemara. Tani Tana Kameda Rav, Shavias Ein Lochin Badameha Truma Mepnesha Matin Bachilasa. So it's taught in front of Rav the following din. If you have Shemitah produce, you're not allowed to go and take Shemitah produce and buy with it Truma, meaning to use money of Shemitah, of Shemitah produce, and buy with it Truma, because when you give truma, kedusha shviyas, you are limiting your truma, you're limiting the options of how the truma is going to be allowed to be eaten, and by doing that, you're being mevi truma to, not the word wouldn't be based on psul, but you're being mevi truma to psul, you're being mevi truma to a problem. Reshem matin b'achilasa, by allowing the truma to become Shemitah, so that we're talking about Truma that wasn't Shemitah produce in advance. We're talking because Shemitah produce is not Chayiv in Truma. So we're talking about Truma from the 6th year or from the 8th year, and you happen to have stuff that has Kedusha Shviyas. Don't give Kedusha Shviyas to the Truma because it's going to bring about an Isser Achila. Because the halacha is, if you look at Rashi, Mesha might bisman Achila sa Truma mvil de Isser Achila, Shatzricha Shatisbar mina olam kodim Shatichla l'chaya shabasada. Because by Shemitah there's a din of biur, and without biur there is an isser achila that's created on the Shemitah produce. Now you don't want to create an isser achila on the truma, so that was the teaching. So Amror Rabbanon Kamed Rava Hadalok Rabbi Shimon. So the Rabbanon said in front of Rava, that's against Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah had no problem with being maybe kachim lebeis absul, with taking a karban shlamim and treating it like a karban asham, even though it's only going to be able to be eaten for one day and one night. So apparently Rabbi Shimon is not worried about that. If he's not worried about it by kachim, he's not worried about it by chuma either. Dik Rabbi Shimon, hamer mevin kachim lebeis absul. Rabbi Shimon is the one that holds that you can be maybe kachim to the beis absul. Now, the din of biur by shviyas, by when it comes to let's read one more line. So the Gemara says, no, amalu afilu tamer Rabbi Shimon. You could even say it's going like Rabbi Shimon. Hani mili di yevad lechadchila lo. That when does Rabbi Shimon say that you could be maybe kachim lebeis absul? You already have a taroves of an asham and a shlamim, and you don't know what to do with it. So the best option, Rabbi Shimon says, you didn't ask for this situation, you didn't want this situation. They already got mixed together. It's a b'diavad. So the best option of what to do with it is to treat them both like a carbon asham. But lechatchila, to go ahead and give truma produce kedusha shviyas, that's a terrible idea. Why would you ever do that lechatchila? Even Rabbi Shimon would agree that lechatchila were not mevi lidei psul. So the chiyuv of biur in Shemitah is that after a certain min is gone from the fields, whatever min it is that we're talking about, whatever type of food it is that we're talking about, once it's no longer available in the fields, and if a chaya was going to come into the field and try to eat, it wouldn't find it anymore, then there's a chiyuv to be mevayer those peros from the house as well. To that min of peros, so as soon as the grapes are gone from the field, you got to get rid of the grapes from the house as well. There is a machlokas rishonim, what it means to be mevayer them min habayis. What is this chovas abiyur? And this machlokas rishonim plays a major role in understanding our Gemara. The Rambam paskins that peros shviyus are not mutar b'achila, are only mutar b'achila until the zman abiyur. Once the zman abiyur comes, that it's kalal l'chayim min asada, it's asa b'achila, and you're chayiv to be mevarim min ha'olam. You have to get them out of this world. How so? Burn them. Throw them into the Yam HaMelech. Flush them down the toilet. do something to totally destroy them, and you're not allowed to leave beyond three sudos. You're only allowed to leave three sudos for yourself. All the other payrolls from this min, you have to completely destroy. That's the chovas biur according to the Rambam. The Ramban, Tosfos, the Rash Mishans, other Rishonim explain that no, peru shmita are mutar ba'achila forever. There's never an iser of achila on perus of shmita. The chiv of biur is to be mevar them min habayis, not min ha'olam, to get them out of your house, not to get them out of the world. When it comes time that there's no longer, that the perus are no longer available to the chaya, in the sada, you have to take them out of your house, be mafkir them, and then if no one claims them, go and take them back, and it's no problem. There's no isra achila, there's no isra na, you can go and enjoy it. That's obviously the way we paskin when we had that issue with the otzer based in wine. So there are poskin that hold when it's also based in, there is no chiv beer. But Rabbi Willig advised us at that time that he thought that there still is a chiv beer, even with Otzer Beis Din. How do we do the beer? We didn't destroy it. No, you put it outside, you mafkir it, and you go back a couple of hours later or the next morning, and you take it back in, and that way you fulfill your chiv beer. Now, over here we say that you shouldn't buy truma with money of Shemitah, because you're going to be mema'it ba'achilasa. You're going to minimize how much you could eat from it, how much you're going to be able to eat. And Rashi explains because there's a chiv beer. So by imposing a chiv beer on truma produce, that's going to be mema'it the achila of the truma. That makes a lot of sense according to the Rambam. Because according to the Rambam, the chiv of beer is to be mevarit mina olam. You'd have to destroy it. You'd have to get rid of it. That is certainly being mema'it ba'achilasa. But according to the Ramban, Tosos, the Rashi, according to the Rishonim that we paskin like, that the chiv of beer is just to be mafkirit and never becomes asur ba'achila. And not only that, you yourself can take it back and go and eat it. So what does it mean, you're memayit b'achilasa? You just have an extra mitzvah to do with it. But you're not being memayit b'achilasa. Furthermore, Tosfos asks, even when it comes to the Zman HaBir, you're allowed to leave over three su'udos. And you're not only are you allowed to leave three su'udos for yourself, you can go and give three su'udos worth to all your friends. So shouldn't that not be ma'id b'achilaso? Because you could give it to whoever you want. And furthermore, the peros never become asr ba'achila when you mevar them from the bayis and you mafkir them. The mutar ba'achila l'chadchila. So again, why is that called ma'id b'achilaso? That's the same question we said before. Why is that called ma'id b'achilaso? So the Chazanish explains that you have to say, according to these Shitos, according to Shitos HaTosfos, that Biur is only Hefker, you have to say that buying Truma with Peru Shvius is considered Mema'ir Bachilasa because of the Chashash that you may forget to be Meva'er, and if you forget to be Meva'er, the Peros become the Peros Harasir. So that's the Chashash. It's Chashash that Shem Yishkach Milavarim, that you're going to forget. But in a chinami, if you go and you mevar them, it wouldn't be called Mema'id Bachilasin at all. The Nibiri Adafoviri quotes other achronim, the Gra, the Tiferes Yisrael, who say that the Isser is an Isser in the Demei HaShviyas themselves, that the Shviyas itself is Roy L'Achila, Bein Betara, Bein Betuma. When you buy with Shemitah produce Truma, now you're only allowed to eat it b'tahara, you're not allowed to eat it b'tuma. So it's not an issue of what you're ruining the Truma, it's an issue of, look, you're being memait b'achilasa of the Shemitah, of the Shviyas produce, not that you're being memait b'achila of the Truma. Okay, that's a totally reverse view of the entire sugya. Tosus has an interesting question also over here at the bottom in Dibur Maskel Shviyas. He asks, why is it mutter to make a dough with Truma grains before Pesach? Shouldn't we say that you're being mema'it the zman of the truma, that now you're only allowing yourself to eat it up until Pesach? I would have been able to eat it. These grains could have been used theoretically at any time. Now I make a dough out of it, I make a bread out of it, I'm being mema'it the zman achila, so why isn't that a problem? So Tosfos explains that since it's better to eat it when it's chametz, so therefore it's mutter to make it chametz, because there's a drasha, the mashcha, the gedula, kederach sham lachem ochlim, that you're supposed to dafke eat truma in the way that kings eat. You should eat it in a covetic fashion. So in order to fulfill that, you have a counter consideration. On the one hand, you don't want to be memayit zman achila, but on the other hand, there's a requirement to eat it in the most covetic fashion. So the requirement to eat it in a covetic way outweighs the concern of being memayit in the zman achila. That's shitas atosos. It's a chiddush in Tosos that the din of lamashcha applies to truma and not just to karbanos. That's a chiddush. That by truma also, we're going to say such a din that you should have to eat it the way a king eats it. That's one of Tosfos' answers. Anyway, back in our Gemara, so what did we say? That Rabbi Shimon holds this idea that you could be mevi katzum veis apsol, right? But Rabbi Shimon only holds that in a bidiyevid situation, right? In the charchila situation, he would never say that you should be mevi katzum veis apsol. So now the Gemara is going to challenge that. The Gemara is going to, that was Rava's understanding of Rabbi Shimon. Abaye is going to challenge that. So bottom line of Ayin Ham Beis, l'charchila lo, and really l'charchila, you're not allowed to be mevi katzum veis apsol. Esve Abaye, so asks Abaye, we have a mission later on, v'kulan rasha'in kohanim l'shanus b'achilasan, that the mission is going to say that a kohen could do whatever he wants in terms of the way he wants to eat his karbanos. L'achon sluyin, he could eat it roasted, shlukin, he could eat it heavily cooked, m'vushalin, more lightly cooked, v'losin, s'letochon tavli chulin, he could put, now here's where it gets interesting, he could put spices of chulin on the karbanos, v'tavli truma, and he could put truma spices on the karbanos also. Divrei Rabbi, and we change the gear so to Rabbi Shimon, otherwise not a kasha at all. Divrei Rabbi Shimon, so you see Rabbi Shimon holds you're allowed to take spices of truma and put them on the kadshim. Now, by truma, could always be eaten for as long as you want to eat it. As long as it's still fresh, you can eat the truma, right? Now, kachim, you're very limited in the time that you can eat it. At most, you have a shlam that can be eaten shnei yam v'layla echad. By putting the tavlin of the truma on the kachim, aren't you being mema'it the zman achila? Isn't that called that you're maybe l'day psul? And according to Rabbi Shimon, you wanted to tell me you're not allowed to do that l'charchila. Over here, l'charchila, you're putting the spices on. So you see, even as it did l'charchila, you're allowed to be maybe l'day psul. Good. So says Gemara, Amalei, Hanuch l'chumas tavlin d'rabanan. Nah, that's chumas tavlin. Chumas tavlin is only d'rabanan, and therefore we're more makil. But if you have real chumas d'araisa, if you had real bona fide chumas d'araisa, even Rabbi Shimon would be moda that l'chadchili, you're not allowed to be mevi l'idei psul. It's only by chumas tavlin, which is d'rabanan, that he holds you're allowed to be mevi l'idei psul. The Raman paskins that you're allowed to eat kachim, b'kol ma'achal, afilu akohanim, mutal achal, mechalkam, bein mikachim kalim, bein mikachim kachim, b'kol ma'achal. The Raman paskins this din that the Gemara just quoted, that you could eat karbanos however the Kohen likes to eat it. Because the Mishnah explains, what's the chiddush? Why would I think you're not allowed to eat it how you like to eat it? By Korban Pesach, it says you have to eat it roasted. If it doesn't say that by other karbanos, so why would I think that there is a limitation? Why would I think that I'm not allowed to eat it in certain ways? Because the Mishnah says that the chiddush is that you might say that a Kohen has to eat from the Korban l'shem mitzvah, and he should be memait the tanug as much as possible. He should be memait his enjoyment in it as much as possible, because it has to be completely l'shem shemayim, l'shem mitzvah. And that's why we dashen from the pasuk l'mashcha, that you should eat it the way kings eat. You should eat it the way a king would want to eat his meal. It's interesting, there are certain mitzvahs where we say mitzvahs lav lehanas nitnu, that the hana'a, the spiritual hana'a that you get from the mitzvah is not really called a hana'a, and therefore the mitzvah doesn't involve any hana'a, but there are certain mitzvahs where the mitzvah is to get hana'a. You're supposed to get hana'a. That is the nature of the mitzvah. That's how the Eglei Tal famously explains the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that Avnei Nezer in the Sefer Eglei Tal, Nakdama, in the Sefer Eglei Tal, Hilchos Shabbos, Nakdama has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos. Nakdama, he explains that the Talmud Torah is unique in that you're supposed to like it. You're not supposed to sit there learning, saying, I hate this, but I'm being over at HaKadosh Baruch Hu anyway, and I'm doing it, I'm going to grin and bear it. No, you're supposed to love it. You're supposed to enjoy it. So this is such a mitzvah. Eating kachim, because the Mishnah says that's the Chiddush, that it's such a mitzvah that you're actually supposed to enjoy it. Now, this idea that tavlin is the Rabbanan, that truma on tavlin is only truma mit Rabbanan and not truma d'oraisa, opens up a discussion about a major machlokas in Rishonim throughout Shas. What is chayiv in truma mit d'oraisa, and what is only chayiv in truma mit Rabbanan? Rashi and Tosos throughout Shas always say that min haTorah chayiv of truma is only on dagon, tirosh, v'yitzar. Three things that are mentioned in the pasuk: reishis dagancha, tiroshcha, v'yitzarecha. That's it. That's what you chayev titen, though. That's what you chayev to give truma. But truma on anything else, peros, yirakos, doesn't matter. The chiv is only a chiv midrabanan. That is the shita of many Rishonim. It's Tosfos Ritva Masechta Nedarim, the Ramban in Bava Metzia, the Rashba in Bava Metzia, the Ritva in Bava Metzia, the Meiri in Yevamos. Many Rishonim hold that way, that it's Dafka on Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzhar. The Rambam shita is different. The Rambam in Hilchos Trumos, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, holds that the Chiv of Truma on all Peros is Minat Torah. Not only Dagon Tirosh V'Yitzhar, all Peros, but even according to the Rambam, Tavlin and Yerakos is only Midrabbanan. And in fact, the Mefarshim are bothered by the Rambam, not by what he paskins, but by how the Rambam expresses it. The Rambam says, Yira'eli, it seems to me that Truma on Yerakos is only Drabbanan. So the Achronim ask, Yira'eli is supposed to be when the Rambam is saying some major Chiddush. Adrab, his Chiddush is that Peros is Daraisa, that Tavlin is Drabbanan, that Yerakos are Drabbanan. Everyone holds Truma on Yerakos is Drabbanan. What's the big Chiddush of the Rambam that he says Yira'eli, that it's Drabbanan? There's a third Shita, the Shita of the Ravid, is quoted by other Rishonim. We're not sure exactly where he writes this, but the Ramban, the Ritva, the Shita, they all quote the Shita of the Ravid that Truma on the Shivas Haminim is Daraisa. On anything other than the Shivas Haminim, it's only Drabbanan. The Ravid himself, in the Kasuf Sham, in Chulin, the Ravid writes that even if you say that the Chiv Truma Samaisos on other Minim is only Midrabbanan, if you call a Shame Truma on anything, on any produce, it does become Truma Daraisa. It's like a Kiyum Daraisa. It's not a kiyum in terms of mitzvah, it has a chalos midaraisa, even though there's no chi of daraisa to be mafresh the truma. But if you kore shame on apples, let's say, even if you're like Rashi and Tosos that dug into Yerush V'Yitzar is only mitzchayv midaraisa, says the Ravid, still it's going to have a shame truma, major chiddush of the Ravid. Okay, but that is a discussion throughout all of Shas about what the chi of midaraisa is in truma. Says Gemara Vayter, again, we're still trying to pound away a Rava. Rava said that even though Rabbi Shimon holds you could be maybe kachman beis apsol, that's only b'diavad. The chadchila, you're not allowed to be maybe kachman beis apsol. Eisvei will bring another raya. Ein lochin truma b'kesem meiser reshem might b'achila. So you're not allowed to buy truma with meiser sheni money because you're going to limit the achila. How are you limiting the achila? Because now it can only be eaten in Yerushalayim. Prior to that, truma could have been eaten anywhere. Tosfos points out, not just that, it used to be mutter to an onain, but now truma can be eaten by a kohen who's an onain, but meiser sheni is not allowed to be eaten by an onain. So you're being memayit ba'achila, both in terms of who can eat it, and in terms of where you can eat it. Rabbi Shimon matir! Rabbi Shimon says, no problem. So don't you see, even the chachila, Rabbi Shimon holds, you're allowed to be mevi truma li de psol. So Yishtiklei, okay, he had no answer for that, because it seems Rabbi Shimon holds even lechadchila. Kiyasal kamed Rav Yosef, when they came in front of Rav Yosef, Amalei, Amailo Tosve Meha, why didn't you ask, instead of asking on Rava from all these other Mishnais that you're bringing, I have a different Mishnah you could have asked on Rava from, to prove that Rabbi Shimon holds even lechadchila, you're allowed to be mevi l'dei psol. It says, Ein mevashel nyerek shel shvias b'shemen shel truma, you're not allowed to cook a vegetable of Shemitah using oil of truma, Shelo yuviu kachum lebeis apsul, Rabbi Shimon matir, so that you're not bringing kachum lebeis apsul, and Rabbi Shimon says mutter. So you see that Rabbi Shimon holds even the chachila you're allowed to go and be mevi truma lebeis apsul because you're using shemen shel truma on shmita. So you're giving that shemen all the restrictions of shmita. That's mevi lebeis apsul, even the chachila. So Abaye says, no, why would I bother asking from that? I already asked from a case of truma getting kedusha shvius. V'lav mi usvisa mehad de tavlin. I already asked of the case of the tavlin. Sorry, I already asked of the case of truma being used as tavlin on karbanos. V'amali hanach l'chumus tavlin derabanan. And he rejected that raya by saying, Rava rejected that raya by saying, yeah, truma and tavlin is only derabanan. That's why we're so lenient by that case. Sachanami truma's yarek derabanan. So he's going to say the same thing to me over here, that truma on vegetables is only derabanan, and that's why, right? That's why it's a kasha on the Rambam, why he calls it Yira'eli. The Gemara says it explicitly that truma on yerek is only derabanan. So that's why it's no better to bring that raya than the raya that I already brought. So the Gemara asks a very obvious question. The case wasn't about truma of yerek. The case was using shemen shel truma on a yerek of shvius. It wasn't about a yerek of truma. with Shemen of Shvius. So it says, Ihachi Ipchami by Lilimisti, Yerek Shal Truma, Bishemen Shal Shvius. If it was really talking about Truma on Yerek, which is only Drabanan, then shouldn't it have said so? Shouldn't it have said that we're talking about a case of Yerek Shal Truma on Shemen of Shvius? It didn't say that. So Valav Mius Visi Masnisin, the Mati Rabbi Shimon, Vamrili Di Arev, Hachanami Di Arev. He says, well, I already asked from our Mishnah where Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter, and he told me, nah, that's a b'dieved case. It was already mixed, and that's why he was matirit. So over here also, he'll give me the same answer. Meaning, you're right. He wouldn't. I couldn't bring again just to get the flow over here. Abaye brought a couple of rayas against Rava to show that Rabbi Shimon is even matir lecharchila to be mevi lebeis apsul. So the question on Abaye was, why didn't you ask? Rav Yosef challenged Abaye, why didn't you ask from this case of being Mevashel Yerek Shel Shvius B'Shem Shel Truma, which Rabbi Shimon allows? So Abaye says, no, because that's only Truma Drabanan. Rav Yosef says, no, it's not. We're not talking about Yerek Shel Truma. We're talking about Shemen Shel Truma. Shemen Shel Truma is Truma D'Oraisa. So he says, no, but he would have told me that's only B'dievet case. That the whole Mishnah is not even talking about a L'Chadchila case. And my whole point of trying to bring a proof is that it's a L'Chadchila case. Now, what was the Havamina that we're talking about? A Yerek, Truma of Yerek? It doesn't say that. How could Abaye hold to be Mefarish that Mishnah that the Heter of Rabbi Shimon is because it's Truma's Yerek Drabanan? It's Mefarish in the Mishnah that we're talking about Truma and Shemen. So some of the Mefarshim explained that he must have assumed that when we say Shemen, we don't mean Shemen Zayis. It's only Dagan Tirosh V'Yitzar, meaning Shemen Zayis, that's going to be Chayv in Truma Midaraisa. He must have assumed it's like sesame oil or something. And that's what why he assumed that it's a Durabanan. But the challenge that the Gemara said back is that if we're talking about that kind of Truma Durabanan, you should have made it clearer that it's Truma Durabanan by saying that it's Yerek Shel Truma. The fact that you didn't do that shows that it must not really be Truma Durabanan that we're in fact dealing with. Okay, says Gemara, Idi Yarev, but wait a second, if it's a B'diavid case where it's already been mixed, Maitamayu Durabanan, then why did the Rabbanan not allow you to be Mevashel the Yerek Shel Shvius B'Shemen Shel Truma if it's already been mixed? What else are you supposed to do? So Mida Dahava Asher Meshlamim. No, because they're going to say it's just like the case of Asham and Shlamim, where the Asham and the Shlamim get mixed with each other. So the Chacham say, sorry, Yiru Achi Yistavu. So you can't, even if it's already mixed together, even in a B'dievet situation, you're not allowed to be maybe Lidei Psul. So says Gemara, no, but the two cases are so dissimilar. Midami, Hasam Islei Takanta Bari'iya, Halesei Takanta Bari'iya. When you have animals that are mixed together, carbonos that are mixed together, like in our Mishnah, so good, the Rabbanan don't want you to be maybe you carbon Lidei Psul, so they'll tell you, here's another Eitza. Let it go graze, and then you'll sell it for the fine, and then you'll buy another carbon with it. But over here, what are you going to do? You have a Yerek Shel Shvius, Shemen Shel Truma. Now what? Now what are you going to do? You have no other solution. Hello, dummy. If you want to compare it to a case in the Mishnah, you know which case you should compare it to? Hello, dummy. Ella lechaticha shebechatichos. You should compare it to the seifa of the Mishnah. Where in the seifa of the Mishnah, it's already shechted. You're out of options. You have meat of an asham and meat of a shlam that are mixed with each other, and in that case, even the rabbanon are moda to keep in the last state of the ochel kachamish man. That since there's no other option, there's nothing else you can do. So then you have no option but to be maybe lidei psul. So you eat it with the chumras of the carbon asham. So shouldn't the rabbanon say the same thing over here? If you have truma mixed with shmita, that you should just eat the truma with the restrictions of shmita. Why do the rabbanon say no? You can't do that. That you're not allowed to eat the. If we're talking about a b'dieved situation, there's no other option. So mask for Ravina says, no, me dummy. Chaticha shebechatichos lesa takanta klal. Hay isle takanta beschita. He says, no, there is a takana over here. There is another way to get out of it. There's a way to take this truma out of Kedusha Shvius. You know how? Squeeze the truma oil off of these vegetables of Shemitah. They could still be separated. By the Mishnah, chaticha shebechatichos, you have two cuts of meat. One asham, one shlamim cut, and you don't know which is which, so you can't separate them from each other because you have no idea which is which. So it's not going to help. There's no option but to eat them both with kedusha of a carbon asham. But over here, you have another option. You could be sochet, just squeeze it right out. So Rav Yosef will say, Hechi nischot. What do you mean squeeze it? What are you going to do? Nischot tuva, you're going to squeeze it really well. Kamafsich b'shvius. When you take a shvius vegetable and you have oils of truma on it and you squeeze a lot, not only are you going to get the truma oil off, if you really squeeze it well, you're going to get a lot of the shmita juices from the vegetable out also, and then you're not going to have solved your problem because you're going to have a mixture of the truma oil with the shmita vegetable juice. Nischot porta, you just want to squeeze a little bit. Well, if you just squeeze a little bit, then you didn't help anything because you saved yourself some of the truma. You got some of the truma off of the vegetable, but you can have much more truma still in the vegetable, so it's not going to help you all that much. Now, a couple of things in the Bir Yadav over here quotes an Achron, the Dam Zvachim, who points out that in the option of squeezing out a lot, where we say you're going to be mafsid shmita, the point is if you squeeze out a lot, yes, you will save your truma, but you're going to be mafsid peros of shvius. So he says, wait a second, why is that an isra of being mafsid shmita? It's a davashin miskaven. Clearly what you're trying to do is you're trying to get the truma oil. You're not interested in the juices of the shmita vegetable. So isn't that a davashin miskaven? Because you're only trying to be sochet the shemen, and even if you're all davashin so you have to say that it has a din of psikresha. No, because it's not just davar sheinu miskaven. You know that you're being mafsid shmita by squeezing this out. So it has a din of psikresha, not of davar sheinu miskaven. But according to the Aruch, the famous sheet of the Aruch, quoted in Tosfos Masech Ksuvos, according to the Aruch, that even on a psikresha, if it's a psikresha to lo nichalei, it's mutter. So over here, certainly lo nichalei, you don't want to squeeze out the juices from the shmita vegetables, which you otherwise would want to eat with all the juices in them, so it's certainly psik resha to lo nichalei, that should have the davar sheinu miskaven. So we're back to the kasha that it should taka be mutter. So that's his kasha. He leaves it as a kasha. He doesn't answer the kasha. This opens up a door to have a discussion, if we had a little more time, about davar sheinu miskaven kalatara kula. It could be that in Hilchos Shabbos the din of davar sheinu miskaven are different than they are in kalatara kula, because by Hilchos Shabbos there's a requirement in order to be chayv in Shabbos melechas machsheves asra Torah, and when something's a davar sheinu miskaven, it's not enough of a meleches machsheves, but by kol haTorah kula you don't have such a concept of meleches machsheves. Now on the issue of, we said, okay, you're going to squeeze out a little bit, well then what did you accomplish, because there's still truma oil in there? So the Achronim point out you still accomplished something, because you got some truma oil out. The truma oil that you saved, right, it's like the old mashal of the guy throwing the jellyfish back into the ocean. It made a difference to that one. You saved that one, so good. So you didn't save all of it. You don't have to save the whole world, but you saved a little bit of truma. So why would you not do that? So the Zivchei Ephraim, again another one of these Achronim, says no, we don't want to suggest to be sochet if there's still going to be truma left in the vegetables, because once we give you a suggestion of what to do or requirement of what to do, fix it by being sochet, you're going to assume that by being sochet you've actually fixed it and you've gotten all the truma, and that now you don't have to worry that there's truma in your vegetables anymore. It's natural for a person to assume that if you go to the rabbi and the rabbi says, yeah, be sochet, that's all I need to do. All I need to do is be sochet. So it's like people bury their cutlery in the ground when it becomes not kosher. So they used to do it. There is a din of nitsa bekarko when it comes to a knife, if it was used with cold or whatever. But people used to just put their cutlery somewhere else, like in the ground, as a reminder that they have to kosher it. But now you tell people to put it in the ground, they assume, oh, the cutlery is in the ground, now it doesn't need to be kosher, now it's kosher already. I left it in the ground, now it becomes kosher. There's no such din. You tell someone to do something and it's not the final step, they're going to assume it is the final step. And that's the problem. That's how the Zivchei Ephraim suggests. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter. Eisvei, we Gemara questions further. Eisvei, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lemachras Mevi Hashama Velugo Imo. Okay, this is, we're picking up a conversation in the middle of here. This is a brice that speaks about a person who is Mekabel on himself in Nazirus, and he's Mechuyev to bring Karbanos of a Nazirus Tahara, but he also has two Sveikos that crept up. Number one, he's not sure, maybe he became Tameh, and therefore he has a din of Nazir Tameh, where he has to be Metire himself and to bring the Karbanos of a Nazir Tameh, and then to be Mona another month of Nazirus. Tzirus. And the second suffix he has is that maybe he's a Mitzora Muchlat who got better from his Tzaras, and he has to, he's Chayiv in the whole Tara process of Mitzora. And he can't count his Nazirus days until his Tara process of Mitzora is over. So he has those two Sveikos. He may have become Tamei, and he may have been a Mitzora. Rabbi Shimon's this comment is about the suffix that maybe is a Mitzora. A Mitzora has to bring, when he becomes Tar, a Chatas, an Ola, and an Asham. So the Chatas, if he's not sure if he's Chayiv, so bring a Chatas of HaBaal, a Suffolk, and that's okay. The Ola, if you're not sure if you're Chayiv, no problem, bring it as an Ola Snedava. Make it tonight that if I'm not Chayiv, it should be an Ola Snedava. Carbon Asham was where you run into trouble. You can't bring Carbon Asham on a tonight that it's a Nedava, because an Asham can't be a Nedava. You never bring Carbon Asham as a Nedava. So what do you do? What do you do about the Carbon Asham? That's what Rabbi Shimon is discussing. Again, this Nazir, who might have been a Mitzora, not sure what to do about the Carbon Asham. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Lemachras Mevi Asham of a Lugo Imo. Bring the Carbon Asham and the Lug with it. Va'omer Im Shal Mitzora Hareza Asham of a Zelugo. Say, look, if I'm a Mitzora, so here's the Carbon Asham that I'm chayiv to bring. Vim Lav, and if I'm not a Mitzora, Asham Zeh Shal Shalmei Nedava. This Asham shouldn't be an Asham. It should be a Shlamim, and it should be Shalmei Nedava. Va'oso Asham Ton Shchita B'Tzafon, and then take that Carbon Asham, Shechtin in the north. Do matan bahonos, the placing on the thumb and the big toe. Do all of that in the ear. Do all of that, and those are requirements that you have to do by a Carbon Asham. So treat it with the chumras of a Carbon Asham, but also do smicha nesachim tenufas chaz v'shok nechal yom v'layla. Also do smicha nesachim tenufas chaz v'shok, which are dinim of a shlamim. Give it the limitations of the amount of time to be eaten of a carbon asham, of yom v'layla, as opposed to a carbon shlam, which could have been 2 days and one night, meaning treat it with all the chumras of both of them. So what do you see? What's the point? Rabbi Shimon is suggesting, take a carbon and be mevili de psul. Here you should take a carbon that might really be a carbon shlamim and limit it in the amount of time that you're allowed to eat it. So you're being a mevili de psul. So don't you see that Rabbi Shimon holds even l'chadchila? You're allowed to be mevili de psul. Again, another raya. Says Gemara, tikkuni gavra shiny. No, tikkuni gavra, when it's the only way out for a guy who's in trouble otherwise, who has this tumma, and the only way to get out of the tumma is by doing this, so then, of course, you're allowed to do it. Then there's no other option. Now, there is an interesting discussion, an interesting question. I saw one of the Achronim, quoting the Bir Adaf, the Dam Zvachim, asks, there is a sheet of the Rambam that Klayim and Bigdei Kuhuna, we know that, Asei Dochalos Asei, Bigdei Kuhuna can have shatness in them. The Rambam holds that Klayim and Bigdei Kuhuna are only mutter b'shas avoda. If a Kohen just wants to put on his Bigdei Kuhuna, shalom b'shas avoda, and it has shatness, that is usr, that is an isser of shatness. And therefore, you're not allowed to wear the Avnet had Klayim in it, except for the Shas Avoda, not at any moment where you're not being Oved. So asks the Dam Zvachim, how is the Kohen supposed to do the Hazaos of the Mitzora, the sprinklings of the Mitzora with this Karban? If he doesn't without the Avnet, it's possible that he's a Mitzora, and if he's a Mitzora, he needs the Hazaos to be done by a Kohen with the Bigdei Kuhuna Kedin, right? He needs to wear Bigdei Kuhuna. If he's going to do them with the Avnet, it's efshar that he's not a Mitzora, and these are not Hazaos, and it's not an Avoda, and therefore it's a violation of Kalayim, Shalom B'Shas Avoda, because if he's not a Mitzora, then these Hazaos are totally extra, they're not Avoda at all, and therefore it's a violation of wearing Shatnas. Unless you say that the Isser, even according to the Rambam, of wearing Shatnas, Shalom B'Shas Avoda, is when it's Vaday Shalom B'Shas Avoda, that when you're stam wearing it for no reason, but when you're wearing it for a reason, even if it's just to be Motzi Midei Safek, that's enough of a reason that it's not going to be called an Isra of Shatness, that even that would be included in the Asei Dochalos Asei, any Kohanic function, even if it's only to be Motzi Midei Safek. So anyway, says the Gemara, now just stam on this issue of how to bring this Karban Asham. The Gemara is now not interested in the particular discussion of being Mevili De Psul. Just once we mentioned the idea of bringing this Asham, the Gemara has a few questions about this Asham. That's what Rashi points out on Hatei. We're not asking on Rav anymore. Now we're just explaining Rabbi Shimon about this Karban Asham. That's great about the Karban Asham. We explained exactly how you deal with it. You make a Tanai, maybe it's Shalmei Nedava. What about the Lug? So Damar Lug Zeh Yehei Nedava. You say that the Lug Shemen should also be a Nedava. But wait a second. Maybe he's not a Mitzora, and he needs to do a kmitza on if you are misnadev alug shemen, you need to do a kmitza on it, and then the shirayim are neachal. So shouldn't you need to do kmitza on it if it's a nedava? Says Mar, okay, the makmitz. So do a kmitza. V'dilma mitzora ubay matan sheva. But wait a second, maybe he's a mitzora and you need to do matan sheva with the lug shel mitzora. You have to sprinkle seven times with the lug shel mitzora. So what are you going to do then if you're not sure if it's a lug shel mitzora? Diyayiv. So do it again. You're doing all the chumras of everything. What's the problem? I v'hachaser leh, says Gemara, we set you up on that one. If you go and you do it, the lug. So by doing, if you do kmitza on the lug is going to be chaser, and then it's possible to do the azos with the lug that's chaser. So now what? So demaisi porta malile. So do the kmitza, then bring a little more oil and fill it up again. So it won't be chaser anymore, and then you could do your azos. Titan chaser lug actually yitzak yimalenu. If the lug was chaser before you got to pour anything out of it, so refill it. But doesn't it need to, the kmitza needs to be burnt because maybe it's in a dava. So the actor like, great, so burn it. Amos, when are you going to burn it? If you're going to burn it after the matnosheva, so then it's shirayim that became chaser between the kmitza and aktara, ve'in maktirnes hakometzalein, and you're not allowed to burn it in that situation. If it's before the matnosheva, kol shemimenu liishim hareu bebalsaktiru. Anything that from it is going to go into the fire, you're not allowed to. You have an isser of balsaktiru. So when are you supposed to be maktir? Some review the bread. You burn it, but not l'shem a oil of an adava. You burn it l'shem etzim, as if it's mayim, as if it's nothing, that you're just allowed to bring shiari mincha on the mizbeach. So you have that as part of your tanai, that it's l'shem etzim. D'tanya, because we have a brisa, Rebbe Elazar Omer, l'reach nichoach yatamala, aval atamala l'shem etzim. You can't bring it up as a reach nichoach, but l'shem etzim, it's no problem. So l'shem etzim doesn't mean etzim per se, it just means not l'shem. The kmitz of the lug, l'shem mayim. That's how Rashi points out. That's what we use the expression l'shem etzim. Okay, Mr. Shem, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.